Hello, my lovelies, and welcome to another 11 p.m. nightcap. How are you doing tonight? How's everybody doing? I hope you're all doing well. We have Krista stopping in, some big smiley frog faces. Well, let's go ahead and pour ourselves a little bit of the drink. So, got some of this here. Hope, again, all of your days was going well. You know, my back's still bothering me a little bit. I don't know, those days, like, I don't know if it was a buildup of, I don't know, anxiety, this or that or the other, but, you know, normally I would have worked out today, but I just couldn't do it. I was so fucking tired after work. I just took a nap. I think I need to try to get back on that tomorrow, although I've told myself that after the stream is over, I'm going to do a quick load of laundry and do some really good stretches before I go to bed. So no fucking around, playing around. And as a matter of fact, I think I need to, I don't think I finished my episode from the other day. I can do that. That's pretty easy. But I got Black Cat stopping in with a hello, Black Cat. How you doing? So the topic of tonight's episode is, let's talk about, and, you know, I thought maybe there was like some stuff, I don't want to say like things that either maybe are on your mind or that you want to talk about or that people didn't talk about or But an interesting conversation with someone several days ago, and what they talked about was the assumption they felt by their parents, maybe, and or friends, to not necessarily have to talk or tell them about certain things, because they just figured that you would have picked it up either being on the internet or, oh, they're whatever enough. And in this case, specifically, sex. Now, I'm not saying we're going to or need to talk about sex today, but I think there are a lot of things that maybe people are embarrassed, or if not embarrassed, are afraid that people will make fun of them or something if they say, you know, I don't know about this. Is this really true? Or is this really how it is? Or is this really what people think or feel or whatever? So if there's anything like that that you've got, let's have it. And I promise you, I won't make fun of you. No one in chat, if somebody makes fun of you in chat, their comment will get deleted. I'm not going to let anybody make fun of you. So if there's anything that you've ever wondered about, do other people think this way? Or what do they think of this? Or whatever. Let me have it. Black Cat says that she doesn't need the gym with what you've been doing lately. Well, what have you been up to? What have you been up to, Black Cat? Gamer Lab 1 stopping in with a hello. Gamer Lab 1, this is a little bit more of an in-depth QA, ask me anything, whatever. You know, again, going under the idea that there are a lot of things that maybe either people talk about and you're like, I think I know what they mean, but I'm not sure, or this or that or the other. Is there anything that you want to talk about or ask about? Again, I promise, I hate the phrase safe space, so I'm not going to say this is safe, so it's not. But you're not going to get laughed at. Anything that you want to ask or talk about or perspective or whatever. Black Cat says it's from lifting bags of fertilizer and walking a million miles. Yeah, like I, you know, labor jobs and stuff like that. I feel like part of the reason, yeah, like going to the gym is because I otherwise would sit mostly at a desk and a desk job all day. But, you know, there's something to be said for, like, you know, like people that work on a farm or a ranch or a store, a place like that, like manual labor, blue collar job people. I was like, if I could have went maybe back in time, like if you got a job, like if you started like a moving company and you're like moving stuff all the time, like, dude, those guys are often like wiry, chunky, but like talk about dudes that are just fucking tanks. Like, you can pick up and move furniture and boxes and shit and stuff like that around all day. That's no joke. But cheers to you all out there. I hope you're doing fine. Oh, plus getting a lot of fresh air. That sounds good. Oh. Gamer Lab 1 has a needle phobia that he needs to get over, but I'm really stubborn about. They have more of an issue when the needle stays in, like a blood test or IV. My sister is a lot like that. My sister, even if you talk about, for example, like donating blood, even before the needle is in like that, she'll like near pass out. Makes her very nervous, makes her very anxious. That's one of those things. I don't really know how you overcome that or get over that, but I certainly wouldn't feel ashamed over it. There's a lot of like, there are some super shit kicker dudes, like badass motherfuckers, that you start bringing a needle by them and they fucking pass the fuck out. I don't have that phobia because I've had that happen to me a lot, especially at a young age. So I like that's one of those. I wish I had better advice on that, but I used to, when I was really young, have to get a lot of shots and blood tests and all that because I had ear infections and all sorts of shit. And then I had to get allergy shots when I was really young. And so I used to get an allergy shot like once a week. So I had to get needles and blood draws and stuff like that all the time. So now when I go in to get one of those, like, I don't even, it's like nothing. King Dinosaur, how are you doing? Cheers to you, King Dinosaur. King Dinosaur, if you missed the preamble slash intro, today is a little bit of sort of a more in-depth ask me anything, but this is more of a if there is a topic or a thing that you want to discuss, or that maybe you never had the chance to talk to other people about, or you're curious about, ask it and let's talk about it. And no making fun of anybody, no laughing at anybody. If you do, your comment is going to get deleted. So in terms of the working on it, well, even King Dinosaur says drawing blood kind of weirds him out. Once it's in, he's good, but he can't watch them do it. You can feel the blood getting sucked out of him. I look the worst. I'm not gonna. So I'm gonna talk. I'm gonna say this, and this isn't meant to unnerve you or make you get the heebie-jeebies. But the worst needle experience like I had with that is I had two that were really bad. One of them was like near my lower back and my leg, where they had to like dig around in my body to find the right spot to give me this injection. That really sucks. And the other one was I had to get it up the webbing of my fingers, and that was not great. But Gamer Lab, in that regard, the only other thing I could think of is trying some sort of meditative technique where you focus on breathing and you focus on some sort of scene or image in your mind. That's one of those things where, like, don't think about it. Like, think and focus your mind intensely on something else. And, like, don't. I feel like often when we have stuff like that that really worries us, bothers us, scares us, phobia, whatever, the more you think about it and the more you wind yourself up about it, the worse it's going to get. So, at least for me personally, one of the only ways to get over that is to just not. Sort of that driving the robot thing. Like, try not to focus and be in it too much. Dr. Perry Falls stopping in with some dancing. What is that thing? What the hell is that? Mr. Chick Jammies. Mr. Chicken Doodle. Interesting. But Dr. Perry Falls, I don't know if you heard the preamble, but again, today is a deep topic discussion about kind of whatever you want, things you were curious about, wanted to discuss, sort of going back to the things you always wanted to know about sex, but were too afraid to ask. Except this really isn't about sex. It's about anything else that you really are kind of maybe curious about. Black Cat agrees and says that's the thing. You need to put your mind someplace else. Krista used to freak out after her open heart surgery when they would say they had to take your blood pressure because you thought they wanted more blood. Oh, that. Balls. Dr. Perry Falls, how are you doing, by the way? Thank you so much for your support. And make sure, if you haven't yet, that you check out and give a follow to Dr. Perry Falls. Very solid dude. Cheers. And when you check your blood pressure, okay, Krista says, turns out they said check your blood pressure, use the cuff. I very much have like a difference in blood pressure between my right and left arm. And I feel like my right arm is usually higher for whatever reason. But when you check your blood pressure, especially if you're going to check it at home, check it a couple times and check it with both arms. I feel like that still can be such an, like, I don't know about you, but every now and then when I go to check my blood pressure, I get nervous about checking my blood pressure and oh my God, it's going to be really high. Well, that's going to make your blood pressure go. So you're a self-fulfilling prophecy. So relaxing and just whatever the first result is, kind of throwing it away, not really paying attention to it, and then taking it a second time, maybe waiting 30 to 60 seconds and taking it again and trying to just do some breathing, is helpful. They have some good blood pressure monitoring cuffs, but I certainly would get one of the ones that uses like a full cuff. I find the ones that are just like the little wrist wrappy thing. I feel like those, I haven't had good luck with those. I feel like the results are all over the place. Make sure you sit with your arms bent, the cuff sort of at your heart level. You know, there's a process to that. So kind of do the process. Dr. Perry Falls is doing well, just on his way home. Well, have a safe drive, sir. And I hope this conversation keeps you company on your drive. So, if we are going to continue to hang out and talk about whatever and do deep dives on things without any other sort of subject, let's go back to one of these conversation starters. So, I know we've picked a whole bunch of these in the past. So, let me pick a random number here. I'm going to pick number. Going to, let's see, somebody pick a number. Pick a number between 4 and 100. Somebody pick a number between 4 and 100. Actually, do I have the, oh shit, I thought I had a dice roll thing set up, but I think it's my Streamlabs thing. Black Cat wants 8. Number 8. Number 8 is, do I usually break the rules or follow them? I feel like that's, I'm gonna say a pseudo irrelevant question. I don't think it's a usual thing. I am sort of a person that believes that, depends on depends on like what rules you're talking about. But on the same token, I'm my own person. Like, there's rules for safety and rules for stupid bureaucracy and XYZ 123. I'm not a person who just revels in breaking the law or rules for the sake of it. But I'm also not one of those people who thinks that, like, because somebody made a rule somewhere, I'm supposed to follow it, kind of thing either. I mean, it's not like I want to go to prison. It's not like I want to. So, I mean, yeah, it kind of depends on the rule. And I kind of feel like it depends on weighing some of the consequences of breaking that rule versus whatever. Like if somebody says, don't walk on the grass, and I'm like, I don't know. Like, it's fucking whatever. There's people standing here. Like, it's not like I'm going to not step on the. You know what I'm saying? Sort of thing. Like every now and then, I'm just like, hey, fuck you. Oh, no doing the whatever this thing. It's like, nah, I'm gonna do it. if the juice is worth the squeeze, I'll bend the rule. Well, and yeah, and the inverse. If there's something where you're like, no, it's just you. Fucking fuck off. So, I mean, that's kind of a weird. I feel like that's not a super great question. Not the black cat wrote the question. Krista was going to say 66 or 69. Tell you what, let's do 66. You get a butterfly needle. What is a butterfly needle? I don't know if I've ever heard of that before. A butterfly needle. Oh, okay. a winged infusion set. I feel like that's more wicked sounding. Hey, do you want to borrow my winged infusion set? So I know, I get what you're saying. It's one of the ones with the little, you press the little thing on and then you, but you know, those are nice because then the other end, you can put that in a variety of things and you're not agitating, you know, you're not agitating the insertion point of the needle in your arm. I always appreciate when they use those, and especially when they tape it down well so that it doesn't move. You know, I've had a couple times where it's like they're drawing blood, and I'm like, geez, why don't you just rip a whole giant hole in my arm? You know, you can just take all of it. Like, why don't you just go ahead and rip me open, bro. Yeah, what do I care? It's only skin. Fuck. Number 66. What is my favorite party / board game? I'm going to give an answer to this that is, I don't want to say, well, it's not silly. I love Pictionary. I love Pictionary because I just think it's fun. And I think that the silly drawings, and I think it's also often clever, the ways, and then this is where I feel like the human brain is awesome, that you can have a subject and you can draw something that quote unquote isn't the subject at all, but that the association to that subject is so clear that people will guess it instantly. Like, I think that is just awesome. So any of the games like that where you have to like draw stuff and do guessing or whatever, I think those are always the most fun. I feel like the ones that are, that game results in gut-busting laughter. And that's the thing. I generally don't like trivia games. I feel like, to me, trivia games are about the most boring games you can play. Everybody's different. I know a lot of people really like those. But I feel like something that's a little more dynamic / silly is way more fun. King Dinosaur likes his board games with Pop-O-Matic. Jaggedy Gaming, how you doing? Jaggedy Gaming, good to see you as well. Hope you're doing fine. Very small gauge needle for very small veins. A good phlebotomist doesn't use butterflies. Especially the dated trivia where nobody even understands the question, right? If in 1927, this brand of radio show... Huh? Oh, okay. Hungry, hungry hippo? You love the Pop-O-Matic. You get in trouble. Very nicely done, Black Cat. Wait, King Dinosaur is guessing a number? King Dinosaur wants 37? All right, and then we're going to... So, for those of you who are just coming into the chat, the thing for today is talking about or asking questions or talking about things that maybe you've never had a conversation about with other people. And this is sort of goes along the lines of the things you always wanted to know about sex, but were too afraid to ask. Although we're not really talking about sex. I mean, we can, but basically no one's going to laugh at you here. If there's anything you're ever curious about or didn't understand or don't know why or whatever, and you want to talk about it, drop it in the chat and we'll talk about it. Dated trivia is all King Dinosaur knows, and it's all about old bands. I mean, phlebotomy is super cool. Going back to Krista talking about her wifey. That always sounds so weird to me, saying wifey. I just... I get what you're saying, but it just sounds weird. Like your wife or your I don't know. But a phlebotomy, I mean, phlebotomy is super cool. It's I mean, I feel like that's a very lucrative field in that regard. 37. If I knew I couldn't fail, what would I do? That is such a really strange question. Like, part of me goes, play the lotto. If I knew I couldn't fail, I'd play the lotto and I would be fucking rich. And that would get rid of probably most of my big worries in life. Because outside of that, I feel like most stuff that I really want to try, I am kind of fine at, and actually find that failing in it is part of being, is like getting better. Right? I mean, like the failure and the learning is kind of the journey, right? Like I think maybe if it was like write a book, and I'm not even saying like that book needs to be a bestseller, but I think just to me, whether it's time and this and that and the other, I feel like I can never quite get it done. So that would be another choice. I think that would be cool. But yeah, like fucking, I don't play the lotto. If I can't fail, I don't play. Jaggedy Gaming was a medical technologist lab tech for 25 years. Yeah, what are they? Test all kinds of body fluids. So is that basically like, I mean, like kind of like, I don't want to say like what, but like, do you put them in a centrifuge? Do you, I mean, what exactly, I guess, kind of goes into some of that? So I have a couple of good questions here. The first one from Dr. Perry Falls. Here's something I don't understand. When you look for a job and it requires said amount of years of experience doing that job, how does one get experience in doing that job? Well, I think a lot of them hope or assume that isn't an entry-level position, that you are coming from some other job. That usually means that they don't want to train you, that they are not looking for anyone to be trained. They just want somebody to come in and just execute X volume of work, usually because they're probably overwhelmed with shit and they just need to get stuff done because they're underwater. Otherwise, yeah, that doesn't, I mean, you could say apprenticeship, or you could say, well, I had experience doing this because I don't know, let's just say like it's welding or something. Well, I've never been a paid welder, but I used to do it on Uncle Jack's farm. And you're like, okay, so I guess we can say that you have some experience. But I feel like otherwise, yeah, that's one of those. How do you get ex if you say getting into this position requires experience, but you need experience, how does that ever happen? So the other part of that is that could have been written by some dipshit boilerplate HR doofus. And so you might as well just apply anyway and just say, who gives a shit? Because who knows? Maybe they're desperate and they go, well, we were just hoping. Like, well, too bad. You've had zero other applicants. That's the other thing you should tell people. You think you see a job? Apply for it anyway. You may be the only person that fucking applies. In most places would rather have somebody who's at least willing to try to get the thing done, whatever, especially if nobody's fucking applying. Like, fuck it. Well, it's 8 years experience. No, whatever. Just go apply anyway. Who cares? What's the worst that happens? They say no. All right. Okay. Bye. Bye. But going back to, and that was a good question, Dr. Perry Falls. Jaggedy Gaming talks about, in terms of the lab tech, collecting samples, processing those samples, and then testing the sample and getting the interpretation of said results. Interesting. King Dinosaur, here's a real one. Have you ever bowed out of a funeral that everyone expects you to attend? And yes, this is pertinent. Black Cat has chimed in and said, I was in New York for 2 weeks before my mom died. I was with her then. I couldn't go back again when she passed a week later. I'm trying to think about this. I don't know. So I had a friend that was very dear to me who passed away, and she lived out of state. And I had just come back from being out of state home when that happened. And I couldn't go because I had a backlog of stuff to get done. And then I would have had to have found a last minute flight and raced whatever out there. So I kind of feel like in a way I was expected to go. And I hope you forgive me for that. But I just couldn't do it. So what I did instead is I went and sat in a park and had a cigar and thought about all of the happy memories and had sort of my own private goodbye / funeral / we'll see you again in the next wherever after. But you know, I think that's one of those things where, I don't know, I feel like there's a strange-ish pressure on, you didn't go to that funeral. You're like, well, but then, like, if that hurts you too bad, or if it's too painful, or if it's too uncomfortable, you could say, no, I didn't have it in me. And for the sake of a lot of the other people there grieving, it should have been about those people there to visit that person as they were being laid to rest. My grief and my discomfort isn't supposed to be the focus of the funeral. And because I thought it might have been, I sat and reflected on my own. And, you know, after that ceremony or whatever was over, I went and put some flowers on the grave and I visited the gravesite. Because it was too painful and hurt me too much. And I feel like most reasonable adults would understand that. Just understand that not all of us are reasonable adults. What do the rest of y'all think? Jackie Gaming hates funerals except for the buffet. Hey, here's Grandma Doris. Yeah, I don't give a shit about that. Where's the salad bar? He's got croutons in his fucking mustache and beard. Oh, sorry, guys. Krista didn't want to go to her wifey's funeral, but had to for closure for herself. Well, I mean, and that's the thing. I feel like the funeral is supposed to be closure for you. So I feel like it's one thing if you're like, ah, they're dead. Who gives a shit? I was out snorting cocaine and fucking hookers. Man, you should see the fucking clap I got. Like, that's one thing. It's a different thing if you're like, you know, I really wanted to go to the funeral, but I really was having a hard time dealing with their death. And so I needed to just handle it on my own. But like, take the time to think about them, you know, like, I feel like that's the most important part. It's the closure for you and your own, like, I feel like not going to a ceremony and being mad that somebody isn't at the ceremony is very silly. Especially if it's a thing like that that is painful. You know, it's different if you're like, hey, I put together a tap dance routine and nobody shows up. And you're like, well, that's kind of sad. But I mean, something that's by its nature kind of uncomfortable and makes you sad, I feel like if it's too much, then don't do it. Black Cat visits the spirits too. The funeral is just a ceremony. Never let any... Dr. Perry Falls with an evergreen quote. Never let anyone tell you how you're supposed to grieve. Perfect. Perfectly worded. I agree 1,000% with that. Cheers. Jackie Gaiman. They have good food at funerals. Well, sometimes. I mean, do they really have food at the funeral, or do they have funeral at, like, the luncheon or whatever afterwards? I feel like while the dead body's laying there, people are, like, eating ribs. Jaggedy Gaming has never seen the point in burying people. There's nothing in that coffin for me. Well, that's because you're not a grave robber. I mean, I don't know. I very much like the idea of being cremated and having, I don't know, my ashes put in some forest or something somewhere. I feel like, hey, I want to be back where the earth is and the energy of the world is growing back over. I don't know. Maybe in one of the Great Lakes or something. Coffins make great buffet tables. All right. We have somebody who might be dealing with a death, so let's not. We want fucking high-calorie garbage comfort food after your funeral. Like what? Do you have, like, those orange cupcake? Like, you know how they have the, it's like a cupcake, and then there's, like, that layer of frosting on the top, and then there's, like, that little, like, frosting, like, figure eight thing. I love the orange ones. I don't know why, but it's like the weirdest orange flavor, and it's kind of gross, but I fucking love it. It tastes like orange plastic. Speaking of which, I'll receive my necklace of her by the weekend. I mean, that's like a very charming, precious thing, Krista. So, I mean, I think that's very nice. People understand, and if they don't, it's not on you. Like I say, I feel like reasonable people, you could talk about it. And, like, you have to make sure that your possible anger and grief at the person passing, you shouldn't transfer that onto the people that are still there. Like, aren't you mad that they're gone because you love them? Love the people that are still here, despite the, I mean, right? Come on. Black Cat wants the animals to eat her. I don't know, after that fucking dinner you made and ate the other day, you might be poisonous. That dinner you made looked so bad. Just using levity to cover up my own insecurities. Apologies. You're good, dude. Coney's pizza, barbecue, French toast, lasagna, chocolate fountain, fondue, and tacos. Well, Dr. Perry Falls, I feel like with that spread, you may have people dying from methane poisoning. That's a heavy spread, brother. If you ever find out you have a terminal disease, you're growing up in the mountain, covering yourself in honey and salmon, and wait for the bears. All right, I guess this is turning into the How Do You Want to Die episode. Come join the fart party. So here's the, okay, not a funeral, but I'll give you some recent real life stuff. Okay. When my grandmother was passing away and we knew she was in her last moments, I did not go see her. And one of the reasons why I did not go and see her was because my father was already there and said, if I were you, I would not come. Because she's not really in a good state. And let the last, best, happiest memory of her be the one that you saw at Christmas. Do you remember that? And so I feel like there's a same certain sort of thing to close this out. However you have to grieve, whatever closure you need, but the people who, again, that you really care for, and I even had people like, if you don't give a shit about that person, who cares what they think? You fucking do what you gotta do. Right? But like, I mean, in that regard, Dr. Perry said it the best. Don't let people tell you how you have to grieve. At that point, I knew my grandmother was basically gone. She wasn't going to know who I was anyway. She was basically doped up on morphine, and she really wasn't going to know that that was me. So I went and sat and thought about that and said goodbye myself. King Dinosaur says, seriously, thanks you for all your input, even the humorous ones. In a sense, especially the humorous ones, because that's a lot of heavy stuff. And, you know, we all have to go through it, and I don't think it ever gets easier. We did all Spanish and soul food. All right, podcast people, I gotta take a quick break. We'll be right back. So Black Cat says that sitting on the side of a mountain is the best possible way. I don't know. I don't know if I would want to do that. Many people, let's see. You can speak from experience sitting loved ones suffering in their lady moments. In their last moments is so hard working in healthcare. I've seen it hundreds of times. Yeah, I mean, that stuff is like having to make the decision of, like, no resuscitation, all that stuff, it's brutal. And it can wear on your mind, it can wear on your spirit, your soul, whatever you want to call it. But you have to sort of think in your heart of heart that you still have love for that person. It's not like that's gone. It's, again, not like you're like, oh, but I was going to play some fucking... So I'm just going to play some Call of Duty. Sorry, I can't make it. I don't want to say, like, if that's your excuse, then yeah, you're kind of an asshole. But, like, I think we're all more or less on the same page here. So, anything else that anyone else wants to ask? I mean, that's a pretty deep, heavy subject, and I thank you for bringing it up, King Dinosaur. That's not easy stuff to ask about and share. Black Cat says she heard it too. I know. You know, sometimes I it's fucked up how they do it. I came to the room and the family is crying. And I'm like, hey, can you sign this? It's like a baseball card. You're like, oh, I just want an autograph. I'm sorry. Oh, God. I could not do that. And I think part of the reason why I couldn't do that is because when I go, like, to get through that, I would have to go stone cold. And when I go stone cold, I think I seem so emotionless and unpersonable that it actually makes people very upset and unnerving. Or unnerved, rather. I could not do that job. I could not do that. Do you guys have magnets on your fridges? Do you use colorful magnets if you do, or do you just use regular magnets? Or do you get, like, magnets from, like, when you're, like, the auto repair shop or something, and they just have, like, the calendar magnets or, like, a little business card magnet? Or do you buy, like, crazy fun magnets? Like, I bought a set of these cool, like, space magnets that, like, cool, like, planet things. But then, like, I have some fairly cool ones that people have given me as gifts, and I like it. I never understood the, no, here's our fridge, and, like, don't get fingerprints on it, and don't touch, and, like, your kitchen looks like a fucking museum. Like, it's not homey. Isn't, like, a kitchen supposed to kind of feel like I don't know, the stomach center of the house where, like, there's some, like, warmth and, like... On a lighter note, my brother was at the gas station and saw a guy wearing a bright orange shirt. He said, "Hey, man, awesome shirt." And his brother was also wearing a bright orange shirt. Did they become orange twins? Did they buy those orange cupcakes? I can't believe I didn't get any comments on those orange cupcakes. I could really go for one right now. I don't care if they're made out of fucking plastic. They're fucking delicious. Jaggedy Gaming comments the following. I lost my mom just over a year ago. It was very abrupt and no one got to say goodbye. I'm still kind of in shock and I know I haven't dealt with it properly even after therapy for it. I'm very sorry to hear that, brother. It took me a very long time to unpack my mother's death. You'll have things that will probably remind you and bring up memories, and you're going to get sad or mad or angry or whatever. Don't be too hard on yourself for that. But it's going to take a while. That's like a major thing. So, like, condolences, man. Especially when people pass away like that and you don't have a chance to kind of say goodbye. That's it gets you. So, cheers to you, man. And now we're back to magnets and orange shirts. The guy was so confused. Mostly I'm mad she didn't pay me the money she owed me. Oh, shit. Goddamn debtor! You can't get away from the money you owed me! Jeez. Krista's magnets are mostly food and pet related, including the donut and ice cream stickers. I have like this moose, and it's like a 3D moose, and like you can put stuff on his little antlers, which is kind of cool. I have one that says science. And, or it's like science and technology. Why spend this on curing disease when you can instead use it to make video games? Which I 100% agree with. Because I kind of like video games, if I'm honest. Thank you all for all the thoughts, Jaggedy Gaming replied. You're very welcome, sir. That's why we're all here. It's part of the joy, I think, of this channel. Every fridge Dr. Perry Falls owns is adorned in random shit. It's like the pull-off ones that usually come with the phone books. What's a phone book? My dad had this neat idea, and he never did it. He, back in the day, when he would go to movies and movie theaters and whatever, he would always ask if they had, like, posters. And what he wanted to do is he wanted to get all these posters, especially when, like, major movies came out. And what he wanted to do is he wanted to glue them to a room in the basement, like this one wall in the basement. And he basically wanted to make it like this lacquered poster wall of all these different sorts of posters. And I actually think that's a really cool idea. The problem is I've just never had a house that I've had like that I knew or thought was going to be my permanent house. And so I've never had the chance to do that, which is kind of sad. But I think that's kind of a neat idea. But, like, movie posters now are shit. They're fucking shit. Outside of most of the movies being fucking shit, the posters are fucking stupid. We have this massive random word magnet so you can leave messages for each other, but mostly use them for cryptic movie quotes that no one gets. Or you spell out things like, balls shit in the park fart teabag. Let's not forget the cupcakes as well. God, I want one of those orange cupcakes. I want one of those orange cupcakes and a giant glass of grape juice. Yeah, I thought that would have been super cool. I for a little while started collecting cigar bands, and I was gonna collect all these cigar bands. And then I thought what would be neat is if you took a piece of plexiglass and you affixed them to this piece of plexiglass and then put another piece of plexiglass on top. So basically you have two pieces of plexiglass with the cigar bands in the middle. And then you like used screws to screw it together so it was tight and flat. And then you mounted that on top of like an LED bar so that the light would light up the plexiglass, and in the daytime you'd have the bright cigar bands, but then at night you'd have just like this neat shape collage. And I thought it was going to be super cool, but then one day I was like, I feel like I'm doing a thing that like my aunt would. I'm collecting all this crap. I'm probably never going to do this. Just fucking throw them all away. That was probably pretty dumb, but oh well. Used to hound the people at Blockbuster for all the promotional stuff. Yeah, I know. I worked at a couple of video stores. And I used to take all the stuff. Like they'd put it in the back, and they'd be like, "We're supposed to throw it away." I had like all sorts of posters. I had like some great Dolph Lundgren posters. And, like, think of what I had. Like, I had some really cool ones, but they've been long gone. I think most of them disintegrated by this point. I miss Blockbuster. I just miss video stores in general. I was never a Blockbuster guy. I mean, I know that was like a lot of people's jam. I used to go to this place called the Video Zone. And there was a Holiday Video, Movie Warehouse, and then Family Video. Family Video that was around here was like one of the best deals around. I miss that. I just miss the let's go get a movie and walking around in there, and then the excitement of like bringing it home and being like, all right, let's put the movie on. And everybody sits down. Now it's just like, we want to look up on Netflix. I mean, fucking fuck Netflix. Piece of dog shit. I went over a criminal's house in the New York in the 70s, not for long. Every inch of wall and ceiling had porn pages for magazines stapled. Not one inch of paint showing. Sorry, I thought I would share. Who the fuck does that? Look, I love looking at like naked women as much as, well, I'm not gonna say as much as the next guy, but like I appreciate like, hey, like sex, but like, who the fuck does that? It's one of those ones where I want to be like Bubba Zanetti from Mad Max and just go, you ain't got no style, do you? Chicken shit. A psychotic criminal. Fair. Fair. I prefer the local place called Bradley Video. Bradley Video sounds ter— I can't say it sounds terrible because we had a place called Thomas Video that was in Clawson, Michigan that was awesome. Which one had the X-rated section? Movie Warehouse. Family Video, oddly enough, Family Video had an extensive porn section. But Movie Warehouse, Hollywood Video, I don't know if Holiday Video did. But I remember one of the big things that we laughed about was like, we sort of like had our one buddy and like kind of like blindfolded him, like, here, come in here. And we walk him into this thing, we like take his blindfold off, and he was in the porno room. And it was right in front of like this video that was like a gay porn video, and it was this dude who looked like fucking, what the hell's this goddamn name? Gerald McRaimie. Looked like the guy from fucking Simon and Simon with this big bushy mustache. So he's got this mustache, and he's just got these two fucking dicks in his mouth, and so he looked like a fucking walrus. He looked like giant walrus tusks, except instead of tusks, it was cocks, and his mustache was like down over the top of him. And we're like, "Yeah, you like that fucking walrus man?" He's like, "Oh my God!" He checked it out on his account. And so that he would get a late fee call, and they would have to call him and say that he was overdue, even though I just had it, like, in the fucking back of the store, hidden on a shelf. They would have to call him. He's like, I don't have that movie! Stop calling me! Catfish Man. Hey, fucking Walrus movie. Yeah, looks like the dude for Simon and Simon. Do you like the ones that have dirty carpets? You mean all of them? At the end of the night, you're supposed to vacuum and be like, okay, I'll run the vacuum a little bit over here. I think I'm done. But it was always weird because they always had like those really good like commercial vacuums. Not, it was like an Oreck or whatever. It was always like a really good fucking vacuum. And I was always like, why can't you get a vacuum like this? Oh, our vacuum fucking sucks. And it's like, oh, that's because that vacuum's like $700. Free popcorn and pizza? Dude, that's legit. Ours didn't have any free stuff. I mean, although the Video Zone, at the time, the guy from Video Zone, he was like, I want to say like a famous movie reviewer. He used to do some movie reviews, I think, for the paper. And when he went into the Video Zone, he would have this little typed up sheet. And it was like so quaint because I think he must have like, I don't know, printed it or typed it out. And then he'd like go to the library and Xerox it. And it was his like, I think his name was Mike, and it was like Mike's, you know, Video Zone, and so he had like his like reviews of like the top movies, you know, and that's when it was like, there's like one copy of the movies, right? Like, I want to watch The Terminator. Like, well, there's one copy. That was so local and like so early on. It was before, you know, you go to like Blockbuster and they have like 7,000 of the same movie. You're like, oh, it's a whole wall of the whole new release. Jaggedy Gaming says, one time at work, this guy, who's a real ass, accidentally left his Amazon account up. We spent hours searching for gay porn-related movies, books, and paraphernalia. A few days later, he came in bitching because all of the weird pop-ups he was getting. Just like anal lube. Like ball torture devices. Walrus, yes. You're fucking catfish, man. Fucking walrus guy. Video One here in Olympia had a real life, had a life-size alien in the cutest video store, Clark. I may have a thing. Oh my god. Exactly, you're not stop laughing. Pretty sure that's what you gave it away. What, guys? You fucking assholes. It's okay, man. You deserved it. All right. So, this will have to turn into a longer story some other day. However, this one video store that we used to go to called Mammoth Video. And of one of the reasons why, you know, it was like Mammoth Video. And there's this girl that worked there. And she's kind of cute. But she had mammoth fucking boobs. But also, this adorable guy named Ken, who's the manager, and I don't know, he's like some, he must have been like Mediterranean or something, but he was like huge into fucking soccer. He just loved fucking soccer, and he was like so adorable, and he would always say like guy and buddy, and you could get two general movies for a dollar. And so when you go to check out, he'd always say, that'll be $1 guy, and you're like, you're missing a comma, it should be like, hey, that'll be $1 guy. But instead it was like, that'll be $1 guy. So we used to call him the $1 guy. And then one day, for whatever reason, we decided to do this.
Good afternoon, Hall of Video Cash. Can I help you?
Hi, Ken. I was wondering if you had any new martial arts movies. Like any new releases.
Martial arts movies?
Yeah.
We got a couple of action, but not specific martial arts. I don't really recognize that.
Okay. What ones are those?
Yeah, just came a couple of weeks like that. Assassin. We got the Hitting Assassin. We got the Original Gangs. Some of those there are action plus Erasers. You see that one, that's right. The action one, Eraser?
Yeah, I heard that was pretty good. I haven't seen it yet.
Very good one.
Oh, really?
Honestly. Very good action one.
I might be by a little bit later to stop and pick that one up.
Yeah, if you stop by, I can recommend you a couple of things. You're going to like it. Well, I'm here until 5 o'clock, so if you can get here before that time, so I can go with you and show you a few things.
All right.
Action one and possibly some, you know, killing, kicking, and there. All right?
All right, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Yeah, you know, it's a very good action one. You stop by, I'm going to show you a few things. Possibly some, you know, killing, kicking. You're going to like it. I miss that place. I miss that place. I miss that guy. I miss that video store. I miss the summer times of going to rent movies and just fucking sitting around and watching movies, run around outside, whatever. But the $1 guy. Because we were in there and we asked something about like, hey, and he goes like, martial art movies. Well, I don't, really in the martial arts, but really, really big into action. We got a lot of action here. And so that's when, like, we got home. I was like, dude, we should call and, like, just ask him if he has any martial arts movies. And, like, the thing was, that was when that movie Eraser came out with Arnold. And we hadn't seen it. So, you know, we decided to do it, came in, it was like, hey, I'm the guy that called all the martial arts movies. I was like, we run into that, it's like, man, thank you so much. You know, I really love action, and I can't thank you so much. And the guy was just, like, so happy that he made these recommendations. I gotta be honest, Eraser was kind of fun. I mean, come on, James Caan, Arnold, fucking Vanessa Williams. So we're going to end the stream there. My glass is empty. This is a pretty good episode. I think this was a good mix of some heavy topics and some silly stuff. That's your wife's favorite movie? She likes Eraser? Are you shitting me? Are you pulling my chain again? Or are you being fucking serious? Be fucking with me now. No shit? I like it. I think it's kind of fun. It was like, I mean, Ken wasn't wrong. It is a pretty good action one. Like, it's got a lot of action. Fucking, he showed me someone killing, kicking, and eh. Fuck. So, stay safe, keep the faith. And all of the rest of that good shit. And thank you so much, everyone that stopped by and spent an hour to hang out and talk. I really appreciate it. I really do. So that's going to do it. We'll see you again soon. Make sure you get yourself some rest. Yeah, I love that.